Great. Yeah, Millikan Reserve is a community here on the outskirts of College Station, and our whole focus is building and promoting healthy communities around nature. And so that extends to everything from recreation to the arts to wildlife to agriculture. And so what we've created is a nonprofit, and it's going to be roughly about 1,000 acres dedicated to that. So things that we're working on currently are mountain biking trails, disc golf courses, organic and natural gardens, and hike and bike trails, equestrian trails. So we're very excited, and then we'll be developing pockets and villages and residential components around that. And then the entire Millikan Reserve project is 2,500 acres.
And that's all in Millikan, or where is that?
Yeah, it's in between Millikan and College Station. So, and we extend from Highway 6 all the way to 2154.
Okay, and when were you guys founded, please?
Millikan Reserve, the nonprofit, actually was recently founded, but the property and the idea has been in existence for quite a while.
Please, so, tell me a little bit about y'all's history, please.
Yeah, it's been family-owned property, and it's been a few families, and they've slowly come up with the idea of let's create this wonderful place around nature and really with the concept of building community. And then that has been developed and refined to conservation and really look at how can we build a community dedicated around conservation and do it in a manner that extends to all those things that I was referring to, the arts, recreation, wildlife.
Can you tell me any of the names of the founders?
I would prefer not to at the moment, but it's just because it's Millikan Reserve is the nonprofit.
Okay, and so when did you launch yourselves?
Millikan Reserve was launched earlier this year, and really what we've been doing is trying to get all of these trail systems, hike and bike trails, partnerships. So we're reaching out and trying to partner with various organizations within the community. For example, the Mountain Bike, Brazos Mountain Valley Mountain Bike Association and the Disc Golf Association and Brazos Valley Equestrian Riders, and really see how we can integrate all of those within this 1,000 acres. It won't be open to the public as far as coming out. We are going to filter everything through the organization. So if you're part of the Mountain Biking Association, then we're going to build these great mountain bike facilities that can be accessed. And then if you live within the community, you can access those. But really what really stands out is just the entire scope of what we're doing. You see this in pockets and components in various developments, but not in its entirety. So you got this great 2,500-acre property, and so within that this 1,000 acres of the 2,500 acres is going to be dedicated to conservation, and that's what the nonprofit controls, that 1,000 acres. And so what we're doing, because it's always difficult when you have private property, but you're creating public facilities. And so really from just a liability standpoint, what we're doing is partnering with these various organizations. So if you're part of the Mountain Biking Association, you come out here, you sign one indemnity agreement, and then you have access to the property. So specifically, you couldn't come off the street and just drive into the community and be able to use the facilities. But it's open to the public, meaning it doesn't have to be someone living on property to use it, if that makes sense. As long as you're part of the association, then you have access out to the property. So we're trying to promote the local organizations. So, for example, the mountain biking, you have we'd love to reach out to the Audubon Society and the Master Naturalist and Camp Adventure with canoeing and kayaking out on the lake. So we're really leaning on those partners to help in creating and promoting programming and then do it within that 1,000-acre area.
What's your favorite thing about interacting with nature?
I've grown up around it my whole life, and I think that there's so much to learn by it. And so that's really a major focus that we have is getting people on property from kids to all ages to really get to experience that and really enjoy it and you can enjoy that in a variety of ways. So that's why we're really focused in on that. I mean, how can we do that and maximize that? So through those organizations, and then, too, we're going to be, there's a large agriculture, organic, natural gardening component to it as well, and really trying to expand that footprint. So, again, speaking to promoting, you know, health and through the arts and recreation and wildlife and agriculture.
Please tell me how individuals and groups who are interested in being involved can contact you.
Yeah, I would love for them to just contact us here at MillikenReserve.org is a website that we have. It's currently up, and we're going to expand that to give additional information, but they can reach us through our website.